The sound is all around you. The sound is all around you.
Welcome to Song Spotters, Music Discovery Podcast, your spotlight into the ever-churning world of new music. I'm your host, Justin Tyler. Now, there are times when words just no longer mean what they used to, leaving us with this linguistic void when you need a word to mean what that overused word used to mean. For instance, prolific. It means releasing a lot of content, but when we talk about artists being prolific, well, we usually mean something like an album a year, and that is a fast pace, I don't mean to diminish it. But what then to do when it's time to talk about San Francisco's psych folk composer William Ryan Fritsch? He's averaging 3 albums a year. 3 full albums a year. Heck, the track I'm talking about on this episode is from an album released on May 20th, and he released that album's follow-up on June 20th, just a month later. This is seriously head-spinning amount of music released. And that's one thing if the music is disposable, or simple, or just not very good in some way. But Fritsch's music is, well, none of those things. It's weighty, significant, and complex. There's this video interview on YouTube in which Fritsch walks you through his home studio. It's like watching a kid among his toys, this frenetic energy and joy with which he darts from one homemade music-making construct to another. It's frankly glorious. It's exactly the sort of infectious energy and organic, inspired sound creation that gets embedded into every one of his pieces. Now, this album I'm talking about on this episode, New Words for Old Wounds, it's the 11th and final in a series called The Leave Me Sessions. They were released and funded through a subscription service whereby the subscribers would get the albums first. And they said, then, on June 20th, just a month later, he released another full album called Clean War, which is equally fantastic. I'm spotlighting a track from New Words' album, not because I think it's better, but rather because I had already been kicking myself for not having, been able to spotlight that sooner during the podcast transition away from the network. Both albums are, as always with Fritsch's work, totally worth melting into. I could gush on for another 20 minutes about how mesmerizing I find Fritsch's work, but in the end, I can just encourage you to go out and discover for yourself how he blends subtle textures, grand soundscapes, and delicate, vulnerable vocals into pieces that just leave you breathless. Here's a small sample of Entirety from William Ryan Fritsch's new Words for Old Wounds album. It'll give you a taste of what I'm talking about. This is not the first time I've talked about William Ryan Fritsch. I've always struggled to try to find the words to describe it. Usually there's a lot of hand gestures and waving around trying to encompass something about what that sound is. And right now, even as I'm speaking to this microphone, you cannot see me, but I'm gesturing as if somehow it will help you. The main point I'm trying to make is I love this work in ways that is sort of emotional and visceral, and I really hope that you go out there and take a listen to the full album. I've embedded the full song at songspotters.com, but also all his albums are available for purchase either through his website or iTunes or however it is you get your music. While you're out there online purchasing some William Ryan Fritsch albums, swing on by iTunes, give us a review. It really does help other people to find us, and other people finding us helps the spotlight that I'm trying to shine on deserving artists to be even bigger. So do everybody a favor, me, you, the artist, everybody, give me a review on iTunes. Jump into the conversation. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Reddit, I'm SongSpotters in all those places. I'm not hiding. And this really should be a conversation. So if you've got thoughts about William Ryan Fritsch or any other artist I've spotlighted or not spotlighted, jump on into the conversation. Let me know what you're thinking. Until next time, for SongSpotters Music Discovery Podcast, I'm Justin Tyler, helping you spot your next favorite artist.